This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Won't you take just a few moments out of your very busy day, perhaps relax in a comfortable chair and take your Bible and study along with me as we read from the sacred scriptures and think about our responsibility before God and the great privileges which are offered to men through Jesus Christ. For the past several times, we've been studying the lesson based upon Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9, in which the Apostle Paul has indicated that we must not be deceived, that God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth unto his own flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth unto the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life eternal. Now we've pointed out that there are a number of lessons that we can learn from sowing and reaping, taught either explicitly or implicitly by this passage. In previous times, we have noted that one lesson we learn is that every one of us is sowing seed. Every one of us is living a life for which we shall give account before God. Secondly, we pointed out that every one of us is sowing one of two kinds of seed. We're living a life either of sowing to the Spirit or of sowing to the flesh. If we are living a life of sowing to the Spirit, it means that we're living a life in which Jesus Christ is truly first in our life, and to fail to do that is to live a life of sowing to the flesh. In the third place, we pointed out the great lesson that every one of us is going to reap. Those who live a life of sowing to the flesh shall reap life everlasting, and those who live a life of sowing to the flesh shall reap otherwise. Not a single one of us will fail to have a harvest, even though we know in this life sometimes farmers do not actually reap a harvest. Now, a fourth great lesson that we learn from this is that every one of us is going to reap more than we sow. That's the reason why farmers sow seed, because they expect to reap a lot more than they sow. If a man has 100 bushels of corn and he sows it in the field, he hopes to reach several hundred times that amount in the harvest. Just so it is that our sowing will be far less than our reaping. You think about what one must do in order to be saved. To simply obey the gospel plan of salvation, being baptized into Christ, and then as a child of God to live a life of faithfulness. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee the crown of life. That is the crown which is everlasting life. Think how wonderfully, marvelously, far beyond anything we could do in this life to even consider that we should have earned it. Certainly we are saved, if we are saved at all, by the grace of God. We cannot earn the marvelous blessings of not only this life, but certainly of eternity. The Bible teaches that even in this life we gain 100-fold more than we give. Jesus taught in Mark chapter 10, verses 28 to 30, that no matter what sort of sacrifice a man makes in this life, he will receive 100-fold more now in this life and in the world to come, eternal life. And then think of how much more one will reap if he loses his soul, if he lives a life of sowing to the flesh, to be cast in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, to be cast into hell, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched, where the smoke of one's torment will go up day and night forever and ever, for those who reject the blessed message of God. And so we will reap more than we sow. Further, we will reap longer than we sow. Human life is very short upon this earth. Paul indicated in the 2 Corinthian letter, "For our light affliction, which is but for the moment, worketh for us an exceeding eternal weight of glory." Compared to eternity, a human life on this earth is not much more than the snap of a finger. And so we will reap much longer than we sow. And finally, we will reap what we sow. There is no way that one can live a life of sowing to the flesh and reap life everlasting. On the other hand, there's no way that one will live a life of sowing to the Spirit and then fail to reap life everlasting. The Bible makes clear that we will reap what we sow. Let no one deceive you on that matter, pleaded the Apostle Paul through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.